This is a Fox News alert. Watching the polls, I'm Lisa Lucera. Polls just closed in Pennsylvania, one of five states holding contests today, with former President Trump's influence being put to the test.
The former president has endorsed Mehmet Oz in the race for the Senate, but a new name has risen, Kathy Barnett. She told Fox's Brett Baer Monday she's earned this opportunity.
I've worked very hard to be who I am and to be where I am right now.
The former president says she'd struggle beating Democrats in November. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is among the Democrats running for Senate. He's recovering from a stroke he suffered last week. GOP State Senator Doug Mastriano runs for governor with Trump backing. State Attorney General Josh Shapiro is the lone Democrat in that race. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In North Carolina, Trump-backed Ted Budd has won the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate, and a freshman congressman is in the spotlight.
Today's primary is going to put to the test some key endorsements from President Trump here in North Carolina. They include freshman Congressman Madison Cawthorn, who faces seven Republican challengers in his renomination bid. The 26-year-old has alienated many establishment conservatives after a series of controversies that include two attempts to bring a loaded gun through airport security. On social media, President Trump renewed his support for Cawthorn, saying he made some foolish mistakes, which I don't believe he'll make again.
Fox's Jonathan Seri in Charlotte. In Kentucky, Republican Rand Paul has fended off a primary challenge. Charles Booker is the winner on the Democrat side. President Biden, Buffalo, New York, this morning, offering condolences to the families of the victims of Saturday's mass shooting.
We have to resolve that here in Buffalo, that from the tragedy, this tragedy will come hope and light and life. It has to.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Some hospital officials say their facilities are missing out on COVID-19 relief money because they can't prove they need it.
Thomasville Regional Medical Center in Alabama is one of a number of hospitals across the country that are facing a financial crisis because of COVID relief money. The $40 million hospital opened early in the pandemic, but it says it's missing out on millions of that pandemic relief money because the facility is so new it lacks the full financial statements it needs to prove how much the pandemic cost them, and received $1 million in CARES Act money instead of what they say should have been $8.2 million. Other hospitals have similar stories. A spokesman for the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration says the government isn't covering 100% of losses for anyone. And while virtually all of the money is spoken for, hospitals can go through an appeals process. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The number of people being killed on roads has hit an all-time high.
There were nearly 43,000 road fatalities in the U.S. last year, according to preliminary figures from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That's the most since 2005. The 10.5% jump over 2020 is the most since data has been collected starting in 1975. Part of that is Americans driving more with coronavirus restrictions lifted last year, and road deaths per mile actually went down a bit. The NHTSA says the number of deaths, though, went up in almost every category, including multi-vehicle, motorcycle, pedestrian, older drivers, and fatalities involving drunk drivers. Traffic deaths started going up in 2019 after three straight years going down. Chris Foster, Fox News.
U.S. retail sales rose 0.9% in April. The Commerce Department says the increase was driven by greater sales of cars, electronics, and at restaurants. The report also showed that sales in March were revised to much higher, to a gain of 1.4% from 0.7%. On Wall Street, stocks rose steadily throughout the day, ending with broad gains. The Dow plus 431, the Nasdaq added 321. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.